probably just going to be a rental. Hello?
Hi, Daryl.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. I just got off the phone with your attorney.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he, you know, advised me, or he told me that, you know, he had made a few, you know, basically explained to you the paperwork.
Yeah.
Did, you know, as far as the close date, you know, we were being flexible with you based upon what our conversation had on it. You know, we're comfortable here, but if you, you know, if we want to, you know, change that to on or before, you know, April 30th and leave it at that, then we can. Because right now what we have in there, it's, you know, on or before April 23rd or a reasonable time thereafter. We can take that last part out if that would make you better comfortable.
I'm confused about what you're saying to me. I got the phone beeping, all kind of crazy crap. Can we start over slower?
Okay, yeah, sure. So our closing date is on or before April 23rd, which would I put in the contract.
Okay.
Now, we can close on that date or before that date, but the conversation with, you know, that you and I had, you wanted to get some stuff out, so we figured that would be a comfortable date. Or we put in there, or a reasonable time thereafter, after April 23rd. So,
yeah, well, my problem is, I'd like to get the money as soon as possible.
Okay.
And be able to do what I got to go do.
Yeah.
You know, to move.
Right.
I got to buy a bulldozer.
Yeah. Well, we can, like I said, we can close in 2 weeks if you really want to.
Yeah.
The money's here.
I got to buy a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And do a little property clearing. And then I'm going to have to go to Key West and bring my motorhome back. But okay. I can get around the motorhome too, but that don't take a week to go to the next.
Okay. Well,
because I've got some land up in Ashland.
Yeah.
And I got an old house up there. But okay. I've already got a good well, good septic system, and I got to have the electricity put back. But I'm going to put the motorhome up there temporarily and hook it up and spend 2 or 3 days a week in it. Because I like the woods and a campfire. And now I spend 2 or 3 days a week from my mama.
Okay. Well,
and then I got a big boat. So I like to spend the weekend or something down there on the boat. So that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm just tired of city life.
Yes, sir. That makes sense. And,
but yeah, I'm going to through that property and make a storage facility of boats and RVs. That's what I'm going to do with it. But I got to go get the bulldozer to clear the trees out of there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The property's right beside the railroad track and right beside Route 1.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got an old house up there, our own post office. But yeah, that'd be rough living listening to trains and trucks going down Route 1 and all that crap.
Well, you know where the Hanover Ashland Airpark is, right?
Yeah.
So we have our pilot's license. We have a big office right on the Hanover airstrip. You can see and watch the planes land and take off all day long.
Yeah, you got planes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I've never been in a little one. I've been on a big plane. I've been on a big plane twice.
Well, you ought to come check us out, man.
Well, I got a friend of mine said 50, God knows how many years. You probably know him. Greg Stoneman.
Yep.
Do you know him?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's part owner of the Harley shop. But
okay.
He flew planes for years back and forth to Florida and New York, the property he has. And then he bought an old plane, somewhere up in Roanoke or somewhere. Went to take off. Something broke. And he hit the tower and left it killed him. ended up, he did survive, barely, but it took a long time, and he ended up paralyzed.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, he was up there for years. But, yeah, I've never been in one of the little things.
Yeah, well, we have them all around here. We have one ourselves right outside of the building here. We have a hangar.
Yeah. What, yep. You got a Cessna?
That's where our office is at.
You got a Cessna?
I'm not sure what kind of plane it is. My partner, he's the one that holds the license. I just fly around with him.
I'll bet that's cool. A buddy of mine just died, and he wanted to buy another plane just for us to fly back and forth to Ocala, Florida. And he didn't live long enough. He was going to get student pilots to fly the plane for us.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. But, you know, as far as...
The guy's major problem was he was worth over $25 million each. And he didn't take care of his health. And he kept every dollar. But the money couldn't buy his health. And I ended up dying. Recently, we were best friends. He was the...
How long were you guys?
He worked at Richmond's Harley-Davidson as a salesman. And he got their authority. I said, man, you got more potential to be here a salesman. He left, come back a year later, and bought the place.
Oh, Lord.
So he ended up on Richmond Harley-Davidson, Lynchburg Harley-Davidson, and Southside. That's playing ball.
Yeah.
And then he sold them at the perfect time. All right. Well, anyway, I got some errands to go run.
Well, Mr. Robertson, so you're in Mechanicsville, you say?
Yeah, I'm in Richmond now at home.
Okay. And I live in Richmond as well. So, you know, I guess from here, you know, we've agreed on price. Do you have, you know, we're going to close this sooner rather than later. It's really up to you when we close it. The money's here.
Okay. Can you send me a copy of that stuff, text message or email?
Yeah. Are you familiar with electronic signature?
No, I don't do that. When I was still on the computer.
What's that?
When I went to school, they weren't computers.
Well, how about this? I can bring you a paper copy if that works.
Well, I just first to try to send me something. Let me read up it, if you don't mind. I know you ain't got a rod around.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you not wasting my time.
Well, I've been down with cancer. And the doctor told me to go home and heal up. He said, get an easy chair. And I can't get back out of it. Been down for 2 years. And
right.
I'm trying to get motivated again.
That's right.
Now, like my son-in-law says, he says, you're good to work about a half a day, then you need a day to recuperate. I said, yeah, I'm going to get through it. But, yeah, can you send an email or messenger?
I can send an email. And that way you can open it up, and also it will allow you to electronically sign.
Okay. D as in Daryl.
I already got your email, sir.
RR. I don't know which one you got.
DRROB758.
iCloud.
Is that what it is?
Gmail got hacked.
Okay.
So it's D as in Daryl, RROB758, iCloud.
Okay.
I can get that.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hey, man,
it's
no
been
problem.
A pleasure talking to you. You sound like a really great guy.
Well, I appreciate
it. If you drink a beer, I'd love to have one day with you.
I tell you what, man. Look, I ain't wasting time. I buy houses. I make offers. You've been very direct with me. I hope I've provided the same service to you.
I've heard so much shit from people calling me. Oh, God. I'm just burnt out with them, and now I just get rude from a jet guy.
Yeah, well, sometimes but you got to do
it.
I'm
glad I left an opportunity.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I really do. And I say, how about let's once we get this ratified, let's I'll have a beer with you and I'll buy you one. How about that? You come to the office, I'll show you the site. You'll love it.
Do you drink beer?
I do drink beer.
Okay, I'll drink one with you. I quit drinking about 10 months ago.
Well, I don't want to make you do something if you don't want to do it.
Nah, over there up in the airport, you go across seats of food line shoppers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you go around to the back of the building, they got a really neat little bar right there.
Yeah, what, Industrial Tap House?
Yeah. Yeah, yep. I ain't been there.
Yeah,
used to be Jesse's. Now, it used to be Jesse's, and I lived there.
Well,
and, cause, see, I worked for I was a truck trailer operation supervisor for B.C. Woods for years.
Yeah.
I handled all the truck department.
Okay.
But anyway. All right, send me that and I'll look
at it. You said you made the big bucks then, huh?
I don't know about all that, but.
Oh,
all right, well, send me that and I'll look at it.
I'm sending it to you right now, Mr. Robertson. I appreciate it. I look forward to having that beer, all right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I look forward to hearing from you again.
All right, you'll get it right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.